each. And there the Arab's camel kneels, and there his steed the Tartar wheels. The Turkoman hath left his herd, the sabre round his loins to gird. And there the volleying thunders pour till waves grow smoother to the roar. The trench is dug, the cannon's breath wings the far-hissing globe of death. Fast whirl the fragments from the wall which crumbles with the ponderous ball. And from that wall the foe replies o'er dusty plain and smoky skies, with fares that answer fast and well the summons of the infidel. But near and nearest to the wall of those who wish and work its fall, with deeper skill in war's black art than Othman's sons and high of heart, has any chief that ever stood triumphant in the fields of blood. From post to post and deed to deed, fast spurring on his reeking steed, where sallying ranks the trench assail and make the foremost Moslem quail, or where the battery guarded well remains as yet impregnable, alighting cheerly to inspire the soldier slackening in his fire. The first and freshest of the host, which Stamboul's sultan there can boast, to guide the follower o'er the field, to point the tube, the lance to wield, or whirl around the bickering blade, was Alp, the Adrian renegade. From Venice, once a race of worth, his gentle sires, he drew his birth. But late an exile from her shore, against his countrymen he bore the arms they taught to bear, and now the turban girt his shaven brow. Through many a change had Corinth passed, with Greece to Venice rule at last. And here, before her walls, with those to Greece and Venice equal foes, he stood a foe. With all the zeal which young and fiery converts feel, within whose heated bosom throngs the memory of a thousand wrongs. To him had Venice ceased to be her ancient civic boast, the free. And in the palace of St. Mark, unnamed accusers in the dark, within the lion's mouth had placed a charge against him uneffaced. He fled in time and saved his life to waste his future years in strife. That taught his land how great her loss in him who triumphed o'er the cross, gainst which he reared the crescent high, and battled to avenge or die. Coumorgi, he whose closing scene adorned the triumph of Eugene, when on Carlowitz's bloody plain the last and mightiest of the slain, he sank, regretting not to die, but cursed the Christians' victory. Coumorgi, can his glory cease, that latest conqueror of Greece, till Christian hands to Greece restore the freedom Venice gave of yore? 100 years have rolled away since he refixed the Moslem's sway, and now he led the Mussulman and gave the guidance of the van to Alp, who well repaid the trust by cities levelled with the dust, and proved by many a deed of death how firm his heart in novel faith. The walls grew weak, and fast and hot against them poured the ceaseless shot, with unabating fury sent from battery to battlement, and thunder-like the pealing din rose from each heated culverin, and here and there some crackling dome was fired before the exploding bomb. And as the fabric sank beneath the shattering shell's volcanic breath, in red and wreathing columns flashed the flame as loud the ruin crashed, or into countless meteors driven its earth stars melted into heaven, whose clouds that day grew doubly dun, impervious to the hidden sun, with volumed smoke that slowly grew to one wide sky of sulphurous hue. But not for vengeance, long delayed, alone did Alp the renegade. The Moslem warriors sternly teach his skill to pierce the promised breach. Within these walls a maid was pent, his hope would win without consent of that inexorable sire, whose heart refused him in its ire, when Alp, beneath his Christian name, her virgin hand aspired to claim. In happier mood and earlier time, while unimpeached for traitor